This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Waide Lang Pariat. We now take a look at the headlines. Meghalaya is hosting the regional AI Impact Conference in Shillong today. The central government approves 140 crore rupee through the Ministry of Ayush for setting up of Ayurvedic Medical College and Homeopathy Medical College in Tripura. Nagaland launches Healthier Air and Water Appraisal or HAWA grievances application at Hornbill Festival venue in Kisama to strengthen public participation in monitoring and reporting pollution-related issues. Arunachal Pradesh Governor K.T. Parnaik participates in GeoSmart India 2025 at Bharat Mandapam, New Delhi, says GIS dashboards will bring greater transparency to government projects. And now the news and details. In Meghalaya, the Regional AI Impact Conference will be held in Shillong today. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma will attend the inaugural session of the conference and deliver his speech. Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology and Information and Broadcasting Ashwini Vaishnav will also deliver a keynote address virtually. On the occasion, there will be an MOU exchange on the setting up of DATE and AI Lab with India AI Mission, setting up of Satellite Incubation Centre with Math T-Hub, besides launching of Bhashini, Hackathon, Garo and Khasi Language, Meghalaya Digital Ecosystem Enablement and Drishti NE Hackathon in collaboration with IIM Shillong and Math. The conference will have sessions on various topics, including a session by India AI Mission. The central government has approved a total of 140 crore rupees through the Ministry of Ayush for setting up an Ayurvedic Medical College and a Homeopathy Medical College in Tripura, a major step towards expanding health education in the state. Sharing the news on social media, Chief Minister Professor Dr. Manik Saha yesterday said that a high-level meeting has been held with an aim of starting two new medical colleges from the next academic year. The meeting finalized the planning and decided to expedite all necessary procedures. Terming the initiative as historic for Tripura's advanced healthcare and education sector, the Chief Minister and concerned authorities expressed their heartfelt gratitude to the Prime Minister, Union Health Minister and Ayush Minister Pratap Rao Jadhav. In Nagaland, the Healthier Air and Water Appraisal or HAWA grievances application was launched at the Hornbill Festival venue in Kisama on the occasion of National Pollution Control Day. The new mobile application has been introduced under the National Clean Air Program to strengthen public participation in monitoring and reporting pollution-related issues. Launching the app, Member Secretary of Nagaland Pollution Control Board K. Hukato Chishi urged the citizens to register themselves and make active use of the platform. The HAWA Grievances app has been specifically designed to address environmental complaints in non-attainment cities such as Kohima and Dimapur and their adjoining areas, which continue to face rising concerns related to air and water quality. The HAWA Grievances app can be downloaded in the Play Store. Arunachal Pradesh Governor K.T. Parnaik yesterday participated in the GeoSmart India 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. The four-day conference cum expo on the theme One Nation, One Map, Advancing Space and Geospatial Infrastructure for Economic Growth and National Sovereignty was organized by the Geospatial Media and Communications. Participating in the Northeast Conclave section, the governor said, geographic information system dashboards will bring greater transparency to government projects, while mapping natural resources and renewable energy potential will guide long-term sustainability, making geospatial technology a critical foundation for the state's future growth and good governance. The governor, citing urgency on a state-specific AI application built around local needs and geographical realities, said that such a unified platform will ensure faster decision-making, greater transparency and more responsive governance for the people of Arunachal Pradesh. The second-day Hornbill Festival witnessed a vibrant lineup of events at the Naga Heritage Village Kisama yesterday. The central show was hosted by Deputy Chief Minister T.R. Zeliang and co-hosted by Advisor for Land Resources G. Ikotu Zimumi with Ambassador of France Thierry Mathieu and Chief Justice of Guwahati High Court Justice Ashutosh Kumar as special guests. Different tribes of Nagaland showcased the diverse Naga traditional dances and cultural expressions. As part of the festival, the World War II Peace Rally was held to commemorate the Battle of Kohima at the World War II Museum. During the award ceremony, the most original vehicle was awarded to Dr. Andrew Ahuto, best maintained vehicle to T. John Longcomer, best uniformed squad to Masveto, and best weaponry to R.T. Chang. The Hornbill International Photo Fest, one of the major highlights of the festival, was also opened yesterday. The event was launched by the special guest, Ambassador of Switzerland, Mrs. Maya Tissafi. So far, a total of 22,508 visitors, including 363 foreign tourists, 5,314 domestic, and 16,831 locals witnessed the inaugural session of the 10-day-long festival. As part of the preparation for the smooth conduct of Panchayat elections 2025, a series of training programs were successfully conducted across Pappumpare district for presiding officers, polling personnel and counting teams in Arunachal Pradesh. The final session was held at UPI yesterday for returning officers of Bat Ganga, Borum and Doimuk. Speaking on the occasion, DC cum district election officer Vishaka Yadav emphasized that such capacity-building initiatives are essential to uphold the integrity of the democratic process and ensure efficient management during polling and counting. In a significant step towards promoting the artisanal economy in Nagaland, Chief Minister Nephew Rio officially launched two pivotal documents yesterday, the PM Vishwakarma Nagaland Product Catalogue and the report Crafting Cultural Futures, a study on the artisanal economy in Nagaland under PM Vishwakarma, in the presence of Advisor for Industries and Commerce, Hikani Jakhalu, and officials from the Industries and Commerce Department. The PM Vishwakarma Nagaland Product Catalogue, developed by the Department of Industries and Commerce, is the first of its kind compilation showcasing handcrafted products made by artisans trained under the PM Vishwakarma scheme. The document, Crafting Cultural Futures, a study on the artisanal economy in Nagaland, under the PM Vishwakarma, provides a comprehensive analysis of the artisanal economy under the said scheme. The 19th Foundation Day of Arunachal Pradesh Literary Society was celebrated at the State Banquet Hall in Itanagar yesterday. Attending as the chief guest, MLA Toko Tatung said the literature of Arunachal is the mirror and a blend of society, tradition and culture of Arunachali communities. He lauded the society's service that helped in flourishing budding writers and developing conducive literary atmosphere in the state. On the occasion, poet Dr. Ashok Kumar Pandey was conferred with the luminous Lumer Dai Literary Award 2025. Further, Bo Ramo Bokar, Mastering Folklore and Language Skills by Dr. Nasi Koje, and Yatra, Hindi translation of short stories of Y.D. Thongchi, translated by Inomoni Das Thongchi, were also released. In Meghalaya, Raj Bhavan Shillong celebrated the Statehood Day of Assam and Nagaland at the Darbar Hall, Raj Bhavan, yesterday. The event highlighted the cultural, historical and socio-economic contributions of the two states, reaffirming the spirit of unity and national integration. Delivering his address, Meghalaya Governor C.H. Vijayashankar said that known as the gateway to the Northeast, Assam has contributed immensely to India, whether through tea, art, literature, cinema or its enduring traditions. He added that Assam's economic strength and regional connectivity make it a pillar of development in the Northeast. The governor also remarked on Nagaland's progress, stating that in recent years, Nagaland has made commendable advancements in entrepreneurship, music, sports, tourism and grassroots development. These achievements are a testament to the spirit and determination of the Naga people. Akashvani Aizawl will soon be equipped with a visual radio system. This was announced by Akashvani Aizawl Director and Mizoram Cluster Head D.R. Dalropuya during the Rimoi Kutpui Winter Wonderland, a music festival organized by Akashvani Aizawl. The event was held as part of preparations for this year's Christmas season and to provide entertainment for Akashvani staff. In his address, Dalropuya said, significant efforts were underway to install the visual radio system, which will modernize the studio. Works to fully operationalizing the system is in full swing. He also highlighted the power of music, noting that songs play an important role in influencing thoughts and shaping human perception. He also remarked that Rimoi Kutpui carries special meaning in a world where empathy is increasingly scarce as it offers both entertainment and a sense of understanding. With that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.